May 31st, 2020, the Solemnity of Pentecost. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Grace and says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today I long to embrace the entire world and all of humanity with holy love. Even greater is my desire to receive the same holy love back from all of my children. This is only possible if man loves God from the depths of his heart above all else. The more man embraces holy love, the more open his heart is to receive love and graces in return. I long to share with you the secrets of eternity and to show each of you your place in paradise. Love God and place pleasing Him first in your hearts. This is the way to have peace in your hearts and in the world around you. Even as I speak, there are nefarious plans hidden in the heart of the world to overturn good and to promote evil. Good leaders will lose their influence. Hidden agendas are going to be brought to light. Efforts to unravel the truth from Satan's lies are being thwarted around the world. Unity is weakening due to this pandemic. Be united in prayer. This has to be your strength. Dear children, I am praying with you. Your rosaries are the strongest weapon and best solution you have. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary.